Praise the Lord Jesus. It's Thurman Scrivener with the Living Savior Ministries. We're talking about confessing and possessing the things that you want from God. So let's go to the Lord in prayer. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we want to worship you and praise you and thank you for the great and wonderful things in this book. We want to thank you that you're the King of kings and Lord of lords and God of gods. I want to praise you and thank you, Lord. As the word goes out today, I ask you to bless it in a mighty way. As people hear it, they'll act on it, and they'll realize who they are, children of the King, and that they're not trying to get you to do something you're reluctant to do when they pray, but that you're ready to answer our prayers of faith. I praise you and thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, I want to start out here with a scripture I left off with yesterday. And it's in 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 20, where it says, all the promises of God in Him or in Christ are yes and amen. I want you to think about that. I mean, I've heard people say all my life, well, you don't know what God's will is in this. Well, if we ask Him, is He going to do this? Well, I don't know. Who knows what God's going to do? He does things in a mysterious way. Well, that's really not true. He does it exactly the way He said He would do it in His Word. He give us a will, His last will and testament. You need to really read it close because it is an awesome, magnificent will that He's given to us His children. And then He goes so far as to say that all these wonderful promises that I put in here for my children, for my obedient children. Now, He only gives the Holy Ghost to those that obey in Acts chapter 5. But I want you to think that if you're an obedient child, and you're walking in obedience to the Word of God, you're not out there sinning, you're not cursing, you're not lying, stealing, cheating, committing adultery or fornication, not having sex out of wedlock, none of those crazy things, but you're walking in obedience to God's Word, to Daddy's will. He is our Daddy. If you don't know that, if you don't know Him on that kind of intimate terms, you need to learn who He is. He's a mighty God. He's a God that loves you. And He wants to pour out His blessings upon you. Wow. What a great and mighty and awesome God we serve. But anyway, as you learn that scriptures like 2 Corinthians chapter 20, chapter 1, verse 20, chapter 1, verse 20, if you're in Christ, then all of these great and awesome promises He made you and me are yes and amen to us every time. All you've got to do is make sure that your sins have all been repented of and you're walking in obedience to His Word. And then He will hear from heaven and He will answer you when you cry out to Him in faith. Now, don't just try to cry out. And what do I mean when I say cry out in faith? You find a promise in God's Word that will guarantee you can have what you want, and then you stand on it. He's ready to perform His Word. I'll give you a little example. There was a lady that came to one of my healing schools, and I have two healing schools a month, one in the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex. I have one on the second Saturday of every month and one on the fourth Saturday of every month at another location. So in the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex, we have these two healing schools every month, and there you can find them on our website at www.tlsm.org. It shows you, you can find maps and everything, tell you how to get there, times they start and everything. But this woman, about a little over a year ago, January a year ago, had come to one of our healing schools. She had been down with a injury in her back, and she had been to the chiropractor or a doctor several times a week for the last 23 years. Now then, this happened 30 years ago. Well, she didn't understand, because 30 years ago she didn't understand that sin is what brought sickness and disease. It opened the door to the devil. So this woman was living with a young boy. Of course, she was a young woman, but she was living with a young man out of wedlock. Well, that's sin. That opened the door to the devil. It opened the door to the enemy to cause her to be in a car wreck that got a whiplash in her back, and a demon entered her back, and she's been in that excruciating pain all these years, going to doctors. Nothing would help. Nothing. So she came to one of my healing schools, and I began to explain to her what kind of sin were you committing whenever this incident happened. Well, then she recalled she was living with this boy. So I said, have you repented of that? well, she hadn't. I said, well, what you need to do is need to come to the Lord and ask him to forgive you. Well, she said, I hadn't done that for years and years and years and years. I said, don't make no difference. It was still sin. You've not repented of it. You've not confessed it to God. So you need to do that so it'll be washed away under the blood. So she came to the Lord, asked him to forgive her of that. Then she said, Mr. Scrivener, I have been prayed for by at least 100 people in the last 10 years in church, and nothing's ever happened. I said, well, first of all, you'd never repented of your sin, so the sin was still there. And as long as the sin's there, the curse is there, and you technically cannot get rid of the sickness or disease or whatever's come upon you until you repent. So I said, if you really want to see God do a wonderful thing, repent. So she told him, I'm sorry, Lord, I repent. I haven't done that in years, but I won't never do it again. I'll walk holy before you. I told her, I said, that's good. That's taken care of according to 1 John 1:9. I said, now then, that we've got the sin repented of, I said, you've never come to God on behalf of his word. He said, you must come to him in faith. And faith is the word of God. The just shall live by faith. And faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So we must live by the word of God. So I said, let's take a scripture in God's word. Take a scripture like Mark 16, 17, and 18. Mark chapter 16, verse 17 and 18, where it says, and these signs shall follow those that believe. And we should be believing believers. It's unfortunate that lots of people are unbelieving believers. But I am a believing believer. So I told her, I said, let's come to God on behalf of his word, because he's ready to perform his word. And, of course, as he says in Jeremiah 1:12, I am ready to perform my word, or I watch over my word to perform it. Then we need to quote his word to him. So I said, let's take a scripture like Mark 16, 17, and 18. Let's quote that to the Lord and to the devil. Then let me put my hands on you. I'll command the enemy to leave you, and I'll ask the Father in Jesus' name to do a complete healing on your back. And I said, now then, you had never had anybody pray for you in faith, believing. And I said, in James chapter 1, verse 6 and 7, the Lord clearly says that if you come to him and ask him for anything, you must ask in faith, nothing wavering. I said, he says clearly that if you waver on his promises, then you're double-minded and unstable in all your ways. And he said, let not that man think he shall receive anything from the Lord. Well, why do you think people don't get nothing? Why they had 100 people prayed for her and nothing happened? Because nobody had prayed for her in faith. Nobody had come to the Lord on behalf of his word. He watches over his word to perform his word. He don't watch over your words to perform them unless your words are his words. So you need to learn how to speak the king's words. And so, by doing all that, I told her, I said, now then, the word of God cannot fail you. You've got your sins repented of. We come to the king on behalf of his word. I said, now I'm going to quote his word, and I'm going to drive out those evil spirits, and I'm going to command you to be healed in the name of Jesus, just like he told me to do it. And I said, I guarantee he's going to heal you. I reached up and touched her, did all those things, and she was instantly healed. That's been a year and a half almost ago. And she's never had any more pain in her back. But I've seen those kind of things in the thousands. You know, not just one or two. Hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of times I've seen the Lord do these kind of wonderful things. After all, he's the one told us what to do. He told us the promises. He told us how to make them work. I don't know why we are so dense. But for many a year, I was so dense that I could not, I just couldn't make these things happen. It was amazing how I couldn't believe these awesome promises that was in God's Word. Just seemed like I couldn't believe them. But when I really begin to believe them and act on them, now then I try all the time to find people to pray for. I want to see the Lord do great and mighty things. I can be in a gas station, a restaurant, walking down the street. Somebody's got a problem. I say, hey, come over here. Praise God. Let me pray for you. Jesus wants to set you free, deliver you, heal you, whatever. He wants to save you. He wants to save your marriage. He wants to do all kinds of things. All we got to do is pray, and he'll move. Then I want you to listen to just a few of these magnificent promises. When he said, all of my promises are yes and amen every time, I want you to listen to a few of them. Here's one. I love this one in Matthew 18:19. Jesus is speaking, and he says, "Again I say unto you, that if two of you, shall agree on earth as touching anything that they shall ask, it shall be done for them of my Father which is in heaven. For where two or three are gathered together in my name, there am I in the midst of them." So if there's two or three of us together, where's Jesus? He's right there in the middle of us. Now then, but if there's just two, Matthew 18:19 says, if just two on earth agree about anything, he will do it. I've seen the Lord do so many wonderful things with that. But when I began to really pray in faith, one of the first magnificent things I saw the Lord do, way back in about 1995, this young man, Philip, and he was 11 at the time, he had had warts all over his body since he was 3. I mean, they were all over him. Had them in his eyes, eyelids, up in his nose, on his hands, fingers, up under his fingernails, all over his body. Hundreds of warts the boy had all over him. So they had burned some of them off, but of course they come back in the scars. So anyway, I went over to their home one day at the mother and dad's request, talked to them about this, got all their sins repented of, built their faith, because you got to have faith. If you don't have faith or trust in God's word, you might as well stay at home. He is a faith God, and he doesn't do anything except an answer to a prayer of faith. I mean, if you don't do something in faith, forget it. He said, those that come to me must believe that I am, and that I'm a God that rewards those that diligently seek me. Without faith, he said there, it is impossible to please me. So if you don't have faith, forget it. You're not going to please him, so you're not going to get nothing from him. He is no respecter of persons. He wrote you a book and he expects you and me to read this book and study it. Well, I had done that, and I got this couple to make sure that all their sins were repented of. I built their faith mountain high with the Word of God that Sunday afternoon, and then we took this magnificent promise of Matthew 18:19. We knelt on the floor, and I quoted that verse to the king, and where the devil could hear it, and I asked the Father in Jesus' name to remove all of the warts and scars. Now, they had burned off two rows of warts off the back of the boy's right hand, and it left two rows of scars. But I asked the Father in Jesus' name to take it all off. And by the next morning, the warts were gone on his fingers. 3 weeks later, all the warts were gone on his body. And another week later, even the scars were gone. The Lord took all that off. That's what he'll do with scriptures like Matthew 18:19. If you're walking in obedience to his word. So start believing the king. He's wonderful. I'd like invite you to call us for entire teachings on these kind of subjects. Our phone number is 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. Or you can find us on the web at www.tlsm.org. And there you can order tapes, listen to these teachings online, many other things. Remember, Jesus is Lord.